Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Brian, you're probably familiar with Miley Cyrus's hit song, Wrecking Ball.
No.
If I knew you, you're watching the video with the sound off, Brian.
No.
Okay, anyway, it's the one where she's like naked and singing, I came in like a wrecking ball. Well, that song was criticized this week. Came in for significant criticism from whom?
It's not Tipper Gore. She doesn't do that anymore.
No.
Okay. She's out of that game.
No.
Okay. Give me a hint.
Instead of being published in, say, Rolling Stone or a music magazine, this criticism was published in a peer-reviewed journal.
Like a doctor thing? Like other doctors write about
doctors,
this procedure?
But more broadly, who else wears white coats like doctors?
Psychologically Today? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Uh-huh. Tom, you look like you know this. Do you want to take it?
Scientists. Newtonian scientists.
Yes, physicists specifically. Yeah. Apparently, all the actual science that needs doing has been done because researchers at England's University of Leicester decided to find out what would happen if, indeed, Miley Cyrus were to take the place of a wrecking ball.
Oh, no.
They determined that a woman of her height and weight would need to be swinging at about 316 miles per hour.
Oh, dear.
In order to bash through the walls of someone's house. Based on this, the researcher concludes, quote, it is clear that a human being cannot possess the characteristics of a wrecking ball without sustaining significant injury.
I don't know. I feel like the only thing they may not be taking into account, though, is how dense Miley Cyrus actually is.